Good morning. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today is Dr. Andy Smith. Andy is a director of percussion here at the University of Texas at El Paso, and you may remember we interviewed Andy last spring, and he's just a showcase of talent. So we talked a little bit about different percussion instruments, and he even brought, and I can't remember the name of the instrument, but we're going to talk about it here in a minute. But he carried it over here and had some of his students help him carry it. And we just got a great taste of that percussion. But Andy, all that said, thank you so much for being with us here today.
And, thank you. Good morning.
I'm glad that Lauren and Dennis nabbed you.
Yeah, that was serendipitous timing. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for chatting with me, Louis.
So tell us a little bit about, first of all, as I mentioned, director of percussion, and people don't realize just how many things are involved in wearing that hat.
It's a huge umbrella of an area, really, and integrates with every ensemble that you could think of in the Department of Music, including even athletic bands, the marching band. So in August, I spent some time, and I wrote music for the drum line, so that was sort of the start of our season anyway. But, you know, I play jazz with the jazz faculty and teach that area in terms of the students, and also classical orchestral music, solo marimba, jazz vibraphone. And I've brought some new music to campus as part of my experience is in Afro-Cuban music and Brazilian music, notably with one of my mentor, Michael Spiro, who Dennis Wu is very familiar with. So we've been doing some programs that integrate Afro-Cuban music and Brazilian music in addition to the more conventional and orchestral music as well.
Now, as I mentioned before, you came in here with a very different looking instrument. It looked like a marimba to me. It looked also like some of those bridges that you see in some of those
right.
movies crossing that dangerous, the crocodiles below. tell us a little bit about that instrument, and then what got you interested in playing all that?
Right. So the instrument I brought last spring was called the djil, like Jack and Jill, sort of. One of many West African or African xylophones or marimbas. That one is specific to the Ga people that inhabit part of Ghana. And I brought that in and played it most notably to highlight Bernard Woma's visit to campus and Sakumu Dance Troupe, where we just had the most amazing 2 or 3 days that we spent. We had classes in percussion and music and dance, and a showcase concert, and they also performed over in the Isleta district. And that was just a great collaboration. We hope to bring them back in the future.
Now, one of the things that I had been wanting to ask you, I don't remember if I asked you last time we spoke, but when we're children, you know, we bang on pots and pans, boxes, whatever. Had you always been interested in drums?
Yeah, I can't remember how early that I started, but yeah, we did discuss that. And my first drum set was literally under the trees in my grandmother's yard on a tire and a trash can lid and some shrubbery nursery plastic buckets.
It's yeah. probably in some museum now, worth a lot of money. Andy's first drum set.
It should be. Bless you, Grandma.
Now, tell us, we discussed before the program about, you know, football season, and this time of year, people are very familiar with early mornings. They hear the drum line, whether they live near a high school, near a campus, and it's just automatic sign that says, hey, fall is here, football season's here, and it's time to enjoy this cool weather.
Yeah, and today actually feels like, I'm from the Northeast, and where we really have fall and cool weather, and today actually kind of feels like that. There's a couple leaves on the ground here in El Paso. But in any case, yeah, our drumline's been cranking and the talent level is high. And that's true. The high schools are competitive and they're typically all rehearsing at 6, 7 in the morning at the 0 hour before classes even begin. And myself and especially our director of bands, Brad Ginevra, and some of the other studio faculty spend quite a bit of time getting out to those schools to visit with students and work with the bands whenever possible. That's one of the things I get to enjoy in my kind of unique position here in El Paso.
And now, of course, you have an upcoming event next weekend, and this is something that is very different from what we've been discussing just a few minutes ago and during the last show. But this involves some kind of Latin music. Tell us about this.
That's right. Well, I have a special love and passion for Latin jazz music, both including Afro-Cuban and as well as Brazilian and other styles. So not this weekend, but the next, November 4th and 5th, I'm bringing my trio to town. And This is a group that we all formed when we were doing graduate work at Indiana University up in Bloomington. And now Jamal, the pianist who grew up in Aruba, soaking up not only all the musics of Latin America and the Caribbean, but really Europe and the United States as well. Jamal's a super talent, and he's now getting a PhD in ethnomusicology at Indiana, so he's still in Bloomington. And Natalie, who probably you could say cut her teeth in jazz in Louisville, Kentucky, which is actually kind of a nucleus for some great blues and jazz and organ trios. And so Natalie's got this great kind of roots and straight ahead jazz, but has also done extensive playing and research and travel in Brazil and South America into Latin jazz. And she's now heading the jazz program and string programs at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington. So we're now obviously have lots of distance between us, but we do a few events a year, and I'm bringing them to El Paso next weekend after a short visit in Abilene in the middle of the week. So there are three main events that are public that weekend, culminating in a joint concert with UTEP Percussion Ensembles that also has collaboration with some brass and singers from our Department of Music. So the trio, Batuki Trio is what it's called, and we'll be in town Friday doing a couple workshops, but Saturday, November 4th, we will do a rhythm section workshop, Latin jazz rhythm section workshop over at Star City Studios, hosted by Eric Bozeman, and that is at 2 p.m., 2 to 4 p.m., Star City Studios, and there is a $10 fee for that. And then that same night, Saturday the 4th, we'll do an evening performance at Coco Meal. It's kind of behind Coco Bar over there on Lee Trevino. That's 7 to 10 p.m. Sounds like it'll be a great hang. It's kind of on the patio. And then on Saturday, the culmination of the weekend, at 6 p.m., it's a UTEP Department of Music program, 6 p.m. in the Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall. That'll be the Music of Brazil, presented by my percussion ensembles, UTEP Percussion Ensembles, with Batuki Trio. We also have, that's a 6 p.m. concert, and pre-concert about 5:30, we'll have another group from town. It's the Isleta School District's Young Women's Leadership Academy percussion, actually Brazilian percussion ensemble. They'll be doing Bahia music, which is samba reggae music. They have a group doing that. They'll do the pre-concert music. And then the concert with UTEP Percussion and Batuki, we'll do some trio music, and we'll do some really unique integration of the trio with the percussion ensembles. We'll be doing some choro music, which is, it looks like in Espanol, it looks like choro. Not churro, but choro or choro from Brazil, which is kind of like bebop. It's a lot of fast harmonic progression and instrumental virtuosic playing, which translates great to our marimbas and vibraphones, and features the pandeiro, which is the Brazilian tambourine. It's kind of the national instrument of Brazil. So there'll be some choros, and we have at UTEP imported instruments from Brazil for a samba bateria. We've got that up and cranking, and this will be actually not the on-campus debut, as we did a Focus Ensembles concert a few weeks ago, but we'll have the samba bateria. It'll segue into some candomblé, some folkloric music of Brazil, and they'll segue into the trio, and then we do some combined things. So great variety. I'm super excited about this program and the way that we have in the percussion studio integrated these rich ethnic musics with conventional core instrument study. So nothing's being neglected in my students' pedigree. So I'm super excited.
Do you think, Andy, that perhaps with the technology that we have now, digitizing of music and bringing out more of the music, is it possible that perhaps people are paying more attention to not just the percussion, but other instruments that perhaps were ignored before because it was just, you know, done in mono or stereo and you couldn't hear everything. But now that rich flavor comes out in various tones.
I don't know if I could speak to instruments. Maybe you're saying from the listener's perspective?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I get it. So there's more, I hear what's going on. Yeah, absolutely. Because, what comes to mind is, for example, I did a recent study in the recording or the history of samba in early 20th century. The street samba was being recorded, and of course the technology, you know, was lacking. And so I think you're right. Now you can really appreciate every nuance, every instrument that's present.
Because I know that one of the things that we talked about last time as well, there was a big deal going on about, you know, the upcoming anniversary of Sgt. Pepper's and the fact that the Beatles did all this. But then all of a sudden people are saying, you know what, there's a lot of talent behind this Richard Starkey, a.k.a. Ringo, that people were not really sharing the fact that he had so many hidden talents. Not hidden, they were there all the time, but people weren't really paying attention because of all the screaming, I guess, and listening to John and Paul. And the fact that he was a left-handed drummer, he says, made it a little bit different as well.
Yeah, often the left-handed drummers, those who've invested time, are very creative. That's definitely true. And one of our own here, Brian Carbajal, he's one of the most artistic young drummers that I've heard in El Paso and here at UTEP. But yeah, speaking to Ringo, that's funny. I know you're a fan of Ringo and Buddy and like to bring them up. But Ringo, I think among drummers, there's always been some controversy, probably because he's not known as having the most perfect metronome-like time. But man, he was certainly one of the most creative ever. And, you know, you can draw a great lineage in terms of who's come after that and just the creativity in rock music and other popular styles.
Why don't you share with us again, Andy, some of these dates for these November concerts?
Yeah, so basically it's the weekend of November 4th and 5th, and the Batuki Trio is the guest artists. There are three main public events I would love for people to know about, and it's a Latin jazz rhythm section clinic, and then the evening performance on Saturday. So the Latin jazz clinic is at 2 p.m., 2 to 4 p.m. There's a $10 cover for that. It's at Star City Studios over there on Castellano on the west side. And that evening, 7 to 10 at Coco Mio, which is over on the east side. Come on and hang out and hear some music that you, while there's a great breadth of music here in El Paso, you won't hear this group often in town. And on Sunday, it'll be the Music of Brazil program, which is at Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall, featuring UTEP percussion ensembles with Batuki Trio and some additional collaboration from our trombone studio and as well as some of the singers. And that ticket information you can get at Ticketmaster/UTEP. And it's the typical, I think it's $5 adults and $3 for students and military.
If there are people out there who say, gosh, Andy, this sounds great, can't wait, but I know that you all have CDs recorded. Is there a website or somewhere they can go to listen to those CDs or purchase those CDs?
Absolutely, yeah. For the Batuki Trio, the typical sources, it's on Spotify and CD Baby, Amazon, etc. The record's called Transparency. And we also have a website and Facebook, so it's batukitrio.com or batukitrio at Facebook. And batuki is like, it's both a somewhat specific and general term in Brazil for sort of Afro-Brazilian drumming, dance, drums, rattles, bells, folkloric music. So that's where we took the inspiration. The spelling is like batuque in Espanol, B-A-T-U-Q-U-E, B-A-T-U-Q-U-E, Batuki.
Andy, thank you so much for being with us here today. We've been visiting with Dr. Andy Smith. Dr. Smith is the director of percussion here at the University of Texas at El Paso and talking about the Batuki Trio, which will be coming up November 4th and 5th. And you can go to the UTEP Music website and you can find out a little bit more about these concerts. Andy, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, Louis.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Lauren Terrazas. Our producer is Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sainz.